As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and partner, there's a revolution in the air. And be a part of it, and welcome to our Wednesday, January the 26th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always lots of news, hard facts where we can find those, and workable solutions worked in from time to time as well. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely not alone, but you are in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive talk radio is the name of the game. To be a part of today's broadcast, you can log on and bookmark BecomeVocalLocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion. Again, that's BecomeVocalLocal.com. Or you can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast for those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area. Let me call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. And that's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro-broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. And that's P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Mo, 65647. Big shout-out this morning to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 1610 AM, Lompoc, California, and AM 1710. Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota, and anybody and everybody else that I may have missed. Thank you for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. You can certainly listen to us on TalkStream Live this morning and other places. Your calls are certainly welcome. Let's go into our market report today. Precious metals weaken. The options expiration Wednesday has arrived. The SPDR gold shares, they're selling tons of gold. We'll talk about that. World Economic Forum underway in Davos, Switzerland. Usurper delivers his spate of the onion redress. The world yawns. Green energy, infrastructure, all this on the agenda this morning. Interstate commerce, corporatist cabal. Yeah, we'll go there if we have time as well. Let's get our market report behind us for this morning. Again, Wednesday, January the 26th, 2011. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. But 1 hour ago, found gold trading off another 80 cents at $1,332 even. That's a troy ounce of bullion in the bullion spot market, by the way. The silver this morning shows flat on Kitco, don't believe it, but $26.87 a troy ounce for silver this morning. Platinum up $6 at $1,789, and palladium up $10, now under $800 again at $790 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold market this morning, the bullion market, about a $10 spread, $1,329.90 for a low, $1,339.40 for a high, but at $1,332 even, your gold is up year to year, $234.90 for a 21.42% return on your investment. Check with your local bank and see what they're paying for a CD, about 1.4% or something like that. Well, you know, you don't want to put your money in the bank. Anyway, the London Gold Fix this morning, the AM Gold Fixers, the boys in London, the London Bullion Market Association, they set the price at $1,333.50. It's just trading a little bit below that right now. We'll be right back. Much more to come. Stay tuned.
U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Moroni's called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday, January the 26th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, just getting underway on our two-hour extravaganza today. Active trading once again out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. But an hour ago, you know, the markets are changing all the time, folks. You can check it out for yourself, www.kitco.com and elsewhere. Well, we found gold trading off 80 cents at $1,332 even. Silver, flat, they say, at $26.87 an ounce for those troy ounces of bullion silver. The platinum up $6 at $1,789. And palladium up $10 at $790 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market, very narrow band, trading down near some very important technical resistance in the 1325 area, but 1,329.90 for a low, $1,339.40 for a high. At 1,332 even, your gold is up year to year, $234.90 for a 21.42% return on your investment. Big news this morning, however, is this continued sell-off from the SPDR gold shares. They're dumping gold, and they're dumping a lot of it this morning. Overnight, they show down another 31.26 metric tons. Yesterday, we showed we opened the broadcast with a down 10.93 metric tons. So in a 48-hour period, I'm showing my record show a sell-off of 42.19 metric tons of gold this morning, valued on these bullion prices on State Street at $52.3 billion in their treasure chest. They claim to be holding 1,229.58 metric tons of gold. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday off three, at 11,977. The NASDAQ closed up 2 yesterday at 2719, and the S&P 500 virtually flat, unchanged at 1,291. Crude oil this morning up 33 cents on the Intercontinental Exchange Inc.'s website. You can find it there, $86.52 a barrel for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude. Brent crude is also another thing you can look at, different numbers there. The U.S. dollar index, okay, that's your Finex. This is also the Intercontinental Exchange Inc.'s website. The off 5 basis points at 77.87. Forex market this morning, Canadian loonie up 13 basis points on the declining U.S. dollar, still yet at parity with the U.S. dollar. $1 for a Canadian loonie. The Mexican pesos up 40 basis points at 8 cents U.S. The euro is exchanging against the dollar at $1.37, virtually unchanged overnight. The British pound up 20 basis points at $1.59. And that Swiss franc over there in Davos, they got to have it look good. But it moves down 23 basis points, yet still exchanges against the U.S. dollar strongly at $1.06 a pop. The bond market this morning, the U.S. bonded indebtedness, the treasuries, the U.S. treasuries, yielding the 2-year yield is at 0.63%, the 10-year at 3.37%, and the 30-year yield is at 4.51%. Watch those numbers go up. If Benjamin Shalom Bernanke gets his way, mortgage markets this morning, the 15-year fixed-rate mortgage moves down from 4.29%, relaxing into a 4.09% ratio. The 30-year moves down from 4.97, coming back out of that 5-point area that it was in for a while, this morning at 4.81%. Your prime rate stands at 3.25%. And your gold-to-silver ratio this morning, it'll take you 49.56 ounces of silver to pick up 1 ounce of gold. The Econo Day calendar this morning off Bloomberg shows that we've got the Mortgage Bankers Association's purchase applications going to be out today. We'll talk about it in a moment. New home sales will come out at 10. That means right now that probably will come up on the browser later today. The EIA petroleum status report and the 5-year note. But the big news there is going to be at 2 o'clock this afternoon. The Federal Open Market Committee will have their 2-day meeting announcement, and that's something we're going to want to pay close attention to. But let's go over here and take a look at this. Talk about the case, Schiller, I think it was. Let's see, Home Price Index. Yeah, here we go. The FHFA House Price Index. The house prices for homes sold under government agency financing, FHFA, the house prices for homes sold under government agency financing were unchanged in November for FHFA purchase-only house price index following a bound of 0.2% in October. 0.2%, 2 pennies out of a dollar, that's not much of a bound. It's kind of like a, well, it didn't even happen. Wouldn't have to lift your finger up to get over a bound of that size. On a year-to-year basis, the FHFA HPI, House Price Index, is down 4.3%, all right, a year-on-year basis. So even under government financing, government agency financing, we're still down 4.3% compared to a down 4% in October. This index is based on resale prices for homes financed or bundled, watch out for that bundled, by federal housing agencies for the 9 census divisions. Boy, don't we just have a lot of divisions. Regional America, the 10 FEMA regions, all of the central banks in these 9 census divisions. I don't know, how many bishoprics do we have in this country? I have no idea. For the 9 census divisions, seasonally adjusted monthly price changes from month ago November range from a minus 1.9% in the Mountain Division to an up 1.3% in the West South Central Division. 4 of the 9 census divisions improved in October. The other way of saying that is 5 out of the 9 didn't. While better than a monthly negative expected by many, the November report shows that the housing market remains quite soft, especially with the supply of homes for sale continuing to weigh on prices and with demand weakened by high unemployment. Okay? None of that should be a surprise, but there is a confirmation in that report. Let's go to the next one. Consumer confidence. How confident do you feel this morning, Consumer America? Consumer confidence picked up sharply in January, led by a big improvement in the assessment of the jobs market. Oh, really? The Conference Board's index jumped more than 7 points in January to 60.6, with those saying jobs are currently hard to get falling more than 2.5 percentage points. Got a job yet? Got a job yet? Let's get away from that one. I don't believe these numbers at all. State Street investor confidence. Let's see what the investors' confidence level is at this morning. The appetite for risk among institutional investors fell in January, down more than 3 points to 100.9 from 104 in December. All right. All regions show a retreat, especially in Asia. The report notes that the retreat follows 3 months of solid gains for global equities and that institutional investors may now be in a wait-and-see mode. We're seeing that in the gold market. There's not a whole gob and a bunch of appetite for risk. And yet, I think that after the short selling gets done today, the expirations of the option expirations close out today, after this, we might see a little bit of an uptick once again in gold, just possibly. I'm not an international forecaster. I couldn't tell you for sure. The Mortgage Bankers Association applications, the purchase apps, the run of weakness in purchase applications deepened severely in the January 21 week. In other words, people aren't flooding into the mortgage bank saying, hey, I want to buy a house. I want a loan. That ain't happening. We'll be right back.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
So this driving up of the interest rates, you know, as Benjamin Bernanke said about 2 or 3 months ago, you know, I can change the interest rates in a moment. 15 minutes, I think, is what he said. And so they did. They drove the interest rates up on the mortgages. And so as the 15-year mortgage got closer to 5%, the 30-year mortgage went over 5%. The Econoday website says here it drove some of the fence sitters right into the arms of the Mortgage Bankers Association as everybody was worried that the interest rates on mortgages were going to go up. And then, of course, once they've signed up for those 5% mortgages, the interest rate promptly goes down. But that's the way it goes in America. The AM Kitco Metals Roundup, COMEX Gold trades near steady on short covering. The FOMC statement awaited this by Jim Wyckoff. COMEX Gold futures prices are near steady levels Wednesday morning. I would say, yeah, steady, all right, but it's a crab walk. It's a very narrow band trading well below, you know, we were at 1431.25 on December the 7th of 2010. And right now, you know, we're $100 below that. So, yeah, it's steady, all right. But the continued series says some tepid short covering and perceived bargain hunting buying are seen following recent strong selling pressure. I'm telling you, strong selling pressure, 42.19 metric tons. I mean, they do that kind of a sale or a buy. You know, India buys 40 metric tons, and it's, oh, my God, you know. They're going to the gold standard. The SPDR dumps 42.19 metric tons back into the marketplace, and not even a murmur. Well, we talk about it here. Anyway, trading is quieter ahead of the Wednesday afternoon FOMC statement. COMEX Gold, and, of course, you know, after Barry the Usurper has delivered his spate of the union, or I should say the spate of the onion redress, and the world is yawning. They're going to be looking at this FOMC statement. Little Timmy Geithner, yeah, well, he's over in Davos, but we'll see what the FOMC has to say later today. The COMEX Gold last traded up 50 cents at $1,332.80 an ounce, and spot gold last traded down 10 cents at $1,333.25. Market watchers are awaiting the official statement following the two-day meeting of the Federal Reserve's Open Market Committee. That's the FOMC. That statement is due out early Wednesday afternoon, that's today, and is not expected to contain any significant changes from the last statement. However, traders will be looking for clues on the Fed's notions about the U.S. economic growth and the Fed's monetary policy. Well, it continues. Rather lengthy report here out of Kitco this morning. Jim Wyckoff, you can find it up on the website. Let's go over here and take a look at this one. Let's do that one later. No, let's not. Let's go to that one. Let's see. I think I'd rather go this way first. All right. You know, we've been talking a lot about the fraud that's going on at every level of government, certainly in the corporations as well. CorporationNation.com, CAFRA, One.com, the product of Walter Burian and what is it, Cliff, is it Richardson? Good stuff to look at, all right? And there's so much fraud in this intergenerational corporate ownerships that we really may need to start thinking or rethinking the idea of corporations themselves, and the stock market in particular. You know, the stock market is a real, you know, it's a double-edged sword. It's a way that you can finance, you can fund a new venture by, you know, initial public offering and selling stocks in your new company. You can raise a lot of money that way. But unfortunately, it's also just a cesspool of investment and inbred dealing and so on and so forth. But hear this off of Bloomberg, a Karen Freifeld writing for Bloomberg, mandatory prison in securities fraud sought by New York's Vance. That's the headline. Manhattan District Attorney Cyrus Vance Jr. said he wants harsher penalties, including mandatory prison time, for people convicted of major securities fraud in New York. That'll be an interesting story to follow. to see whether or not this district attorney, Cyrus Vance Jr., can make this happen, or whether he's going to wind up in a landfill someplace after riding into town in a dumpster. Anyway, Vance said in a speech at New York City Bar Association, that doesn't help us, does it, in Midtown Manhattan yesterday, that he'll call on the legislature to change the Martin Act, New York securities fraud statute. He said he will seek prison sentences of as long as 8 1/3 years to 25 years for frauds involving more than $1 million. The crime now carries no minimum prison sentence, regardless of the money involved. No minimum. So it could be overnight, 72-hour hold, slap on the wrist, and out they walk. All right. The flexibility of the Martin Act and its utility in the battle against criminal fraud is marred by its overly lenient penalties. And we read that right out of the Gustavus Myers book back when they were first coming up with this Interstate Commerce Commission, the Interstate Railways Commerce Commission, that they didn't like that penalty clause. They didn't like that jail time clause. And so they bought the legislatures and they bought the judges and they made sure that went away so that everybody gets a fine, a little slap on the wrist, a little money out of the pocket, a little chump change for the people, a little bone for the government, but they walk, okay? Well, Vance might want to, you know, keep moving in this direction. This could be a severe deterrent, you know, if they could ever get any teeth in this. The flexibility of the Martin Act and its utility in the battle against criminal fraud, it was white-collar crime, by its overly lenient penalties, Vance said in the speech titled White Collar Crime in 2011, The Martin Act, Cybercrime, and Beyond. Would have been a rather interesting speech to hear. The Martin Act was wielded by Elliot Spitzer and Andrew Cuomo when they served as Attorney General against investment banks and the mutual fund industry. Robert Morgenthau, Vance's predecessor in the Manhattan DA's office, used the law to prosecute white-collar crime. So there's more to this. Vance said he plans to make broader use of the Martin Act in the coming year to prosecute investment frauds and Ponzi schemes involving investment funds, fraud schemes that target broker-dealers, the manipulation of commodities and commodities future and insider trading in securities and commodities. He said he wants penalties to conform to larceny statutes, which distinguish between $1,000, $3,000, $50,000 and $1 million thefts. He also wants to increase the time allowed to bring criminal charges. So there's that coming on and at the gangster banksters in Wall Street. Strauss-Kahn bailouts give the IMF chief popularity over Sarkozy. All right, now I just don't usually go to the international news basket. This morning there's a lot of it out there. Richard Tomlinson and Sandrine Rostello writing for Bloomberg. It's Basel time, folks. Davos, Switzerland. As the dinner plates were cleared on a May night in Basel, Switzerland, International Monetary Fund Managing Director Dominique Strauss-Kahn and his fellow guests settled in for a challenging final course, saving the euro from extinction. So this points back to May. All right. Strauss-Kahn, the European Central Bank President Jean-Claude Trichet, and Bank of Italy Governor Mario Draghi had gathered with other central bankers at the headquarters of the Bank for International Settlements, also known as BIS, for a regular bi-monthly meeting. They were waiting for word from Brussels, where European Union finance ministers were racing to assemble an emergency rescue program to restore investor confidence in the single currency, blah, blah, blah. It goes on and on, talks them all up. Basically, there's a multitude of different threads being advanced in this article. One of them, of course, is that he's looking as a replacement, possibly, for Sarkozy as a president of France. All right? That's just part of the deal. Well, pick it up right there, right after this. Stay tuned.
Information? You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, this is Jack Blood, host of Deadline Live. For years now, I have been cheating the multinational pharma cartels and have avoided extensive doctor bills by taking Enerfood products every day. These are the products that the powers that be do not want you to know about, and with Codex Alimentarius legislation, are actively trying to ban. Why? Because if you take Enerfood coconut milk powder and switch to all-organic NutriCafe coffee and Coco Mojo, you won't need them. Go to Enerfood.com today to learn more about how a daily inexpensive intake of nature's superfood will increase your immune system by flushing out toxins, and how this will increase your energy, stamina, and focus. You know, you can't take on the New World Order from your couch. Enerfood.com or give them a call today. 866-762-9238. 866-762-9238. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So, you know, the head of the Communist Party of China, the Chinese Communist Party, you know, don't make any bones about it. You know, they even say it in the news, comes over here, you know. Or this article here talking about Sarkozy, he's a straight-up socialist. He wants, you know, he don't make any bones about it, you know. It's the party, you know. He represents that party. You know, they get in the news like this, but then everybody wants to talk about democracy. Democracy, you know. Doesn't make any sense to me. And communists, well, oh no, they're capitalists now. Well, they're still communists, and they're still socialists, and we're still capitalists, all right? They're still out there. They still believe in this stuff. I don't know about you, but I was watching that disgusting display last night on television. Of course, I don't use television. I was watching it right off of whitehouse.gov. And as a usurper comes in the room, you know, taking his own sweet time, boring the audience to tears, as he shakes every hand in the whole place, I'll tell you what, if somebody would have thrown in a red beach ball, all those clapping seals could have kept it on their nose for the duration. Unbelievable. What a ridiculous story. Anyway, if they're talking, folks, they're lying. And when they're not talking and they're silent, they're stealing. Let's go into this a little further. Dawn deal, okay, the Dawn deal. As dawn broke, again, Sarkozy and these guys, the finance EU finance ministers, as dawn broke, the EU finance ministers announced a package worth a total of 750 billion euros, or $995 billion U.S., with the IMF stumping up one-third of the resources. Go back, you know, the Bretton Woods Agreement, the creation of the International Monetary Fund and all of that, World Bank, just follow it through. Well, things are changing. for Strauss Kahn, 61, head of the IMF since November of 2007, that night in Basel, Switzerland, was just another step in this in the funds and his own return as a key player in global economics. All right? Global economics. When Strauss Kahn arrived at the IMF, the organization was a bureaucratic backwater whose prominence had faded in a time of relative economic calm. IMF emergency lending plummeted from $66.4 billion in 2002 to just $58.7 million in 2006. Big drop. When Paraguay and Albania were the only borrowers. Less than a year later, in September of 2008, the bankruptcy of Lehman Brothers Holding Inc. triggered the deepest international recession since World War II. Of course, you know, it's all over now. Oh, by God, we're out of it if you listen to the usurper. All right. Amid the turmoil, the IMF became relevant again. Emergency IMF loans soared to a record of $91.7 billion last year from $1.1 billion in 2007. $91.7 billion last year from $1.1 billion in 2007. That's quite a lot of activity. The crisis was a moment of opportunity for the IMF. You know, as they say, they never allow a good crisis go to waste. Says Eswar Prasad, the head of Fund's Financial Studies Division from 2005 to 2006, Strauss Kahn grabbed that opportunity at a very difficult time by thinking big. By thinking big. Now, as sovereign debt woes threaten to engulf Portugal and even Spain, Strauss Kahn may walk away from the IMF and use his newfound gravitas to grab the prize that eluded him the last time around, the presidency of France. So, a long article here to get us down to the real meat and potatoes. He's going to start stumping for presidency of France, moving from the head of the IMF to the head of France. Francais. Opinion polls indicate that Strauss Kahn, a member of the Socialist, capital S now, party, capital P, and France's finance minister from 1997 to 1999, would easily beat French President Nicolas Sarkozy, who belongs to the center-right UMP party. Left, right, parties and factions, the real bane of existence. A January survey by polling company CSA for the BFM TV, RMC Radio, and 20 Minutes newspaper. I guess they can't quite afford a 60 Minutes newspaper, but anyway, that's what it is in a socialist. They had to loan all the other 40 minutes to somebody else. Newspaper found that 64% of electors would vote for Strauss Kahn in a second round runoff, compared with 36% for Sarkozy. Well, a worried populace, and it all continues from there. Let's go into this one right here. I want to really focus on this a little bit further today because it's happening, all right? Davos deal-making shifts as the BRIC influence heralds new influence. So today, tomorrow through the weekend, probably, all of the heads of state, not all of them, but the banking influence and the big corporations, they're all meeting over in Davos, Switzerland. That's a great time for a ski vacation, and they're taking advantage of it. But Jacqueline Simmons and Serena Setiatio, or something like that, writing collaboratively for Bloomberg, and collaboration is really the big deal. Oh, it's really a big deal. Yeah. Initiation and collaboration, that's what it's all about, right? The balance of power among deal makers is shifting. Deal makers. Tried to get a deal in Copenhagen, they got the Nopenhagen. Tried to get a deal down in Mexico, in Cancun, they got the Nope in Cancun, all right? They can the con in Cancun, but the balance of power among deal makers is shifting. And this year's World Economic Forum is proof. All right. Had Hu Jintao and Wen Xiaobo here just recently. The balance of power. Remember the balance of power at the time of the Second World War? You know, remember those photographs that you've seen in your history books? Churchill and Roosevelt and Stalin. The big three, the big four. About 365 corporate executives from Brazil, Russia, India, and China, and other emerging nations are slated to gather in Davos. 365 corporate executives from Brazil, Russia, Russia, India, and China, and other emerging nations are slated to gather in Davos this week. Those countries helped lead the world out of a recession and will drive growth this year. So we have the developing countries and we have the developed countries, all right? The developed countries. And what seems to be said in this article is that we're using the developing countries like a milch cow, all right? And so we are investing, our investors, our corporate wealth is being invested there, and then we are milking them for our tables here, and they're growing up as important, you know, and the plantation holders, that top 1 or 2%, are just sitting over here filling their coffers. Of course, the serfs, schlepping along as they are in America, dressed like field hands, are getting the short shrift at this time. Continuing, those countries, again, helped lead the world out of a recession and will drive growth this year, according to the International Monetary Fund, which estimates emerging markets may expand by 6.5% in 2011, more than double the 2.5% rate for developed nations. So, you know, almost 2-1. It's a reflection of where economic power and influence is starting to move. Now, it didn't start to move. It moved. And it moved at a time shortly after Ronnie Reagan's, the creation of the Trilateral Commission, and the really the outing of the Council on Foreign Relations. It moved. And now we're starting to feel the brunt of that motion. It's a reflection of where economic power and influence is starting to move. Takeovers, now we know this past decade was the decade of mergers and acquisitions, all right? As we centralize control of corporations in fewer and fewer hands, just as it was 100 years ago when J.P. Morgan, the Vanderbilts, Jay Gould, Fisk, and the others, talked about by Gustavus Myers in his History of the Great American Fortunes, just as 100 years ago, there was a drive, this new freedom of corporations and trust, which was a new vehicle, as they ate up all of the little guys, all of the middle class, all of the other entrepreneurs. They ate them up and merged them under bigger and bigger umbrellas, J.P. Morgan being one of the largest of all. Continuing, again, takeovers. That's M&A. That's mergers and acquisitions, takeovers, involving so-called BRIC countries. Now we're talking about the entire countries, okay? Takeovers involving so-called BRIC countries surged almost 80% last year. And, you know, Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan Chase and Wells Fargo and all the rest of them, they make big money on mergers and acquisitions. They broker the deal. The deal. Deal-making between BRIC nations and Western competitors will increase as countries such as China and India seek to secure natural resources to support their burgeoning economies. Watch what happens now with the partition in Sudan. I heard yesterday that there's only 40 miles of paved road in the Sudan. Most of the southern portion of Sudan, went up and looked at the maps and did a little research, most of it is dense jungles. The northern portion is mostly, you know, brush or scrub or desert or whatever, you know, shows up brown on a topographic map. But the southern part of it is dense jungle. Watch as the money starts to flow into the southern half of the Sudan. Be right back.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey Elements for only $209, and the Berkey Guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
A wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Morona's called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.faithofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny smashing cutting edge talk radio.
And so once again, if we can rightly understand what sustainable development is truly all about, it's about sustaining demand. It's about creating the demand to sustain the environmental and the developmental concerns, okay? This article shores that up a little bit. Deal-making, once again, between the BRIC nations and Western competitors will increase as countries such as China and India seek to secure natural resources to support their burgeoning economy. So they go into, you know, Sudan, Sudan, other places, South Africa, all around, you know, here in the United States. They're going to go into all of the various countries, and they're looking for the natural resources that they can secure to support their burgeoning economies. And while U.S. and European stalwarts, such as Cisco Systems, Cisco, Procter & Gamble, Proctologist and Gambling, General Electric, Jeffrey Immelt, now in the highest levels of our government, Vivendi, S.A., seek to tap those markets for what? For growth, for sustainable development, all right? You've got to generate the demand. You've got to have more of these little cell towers being built all the time. You've got to have all the little cheap Chinese tippy-tappies, which ain't too damn cheap, by the way. Forced once again to go into a Walmart store, Wally World. I was trying to find a connector cord for my computer that broke yesterday and was not happy with the selection, so I didn't declined. But while I was there, I did walk through the photo section, and my God, the price of the cameras today. And these things are about the size of a cigarette package or less, maybe even a credit card. For a camera, $200? No, thank you. I walked right on by it. I'll stick with the old single-lens reflex. Anyway, back down. Turning point. We're going to see a big turning point, said Jeff Jaurès, chief executive officer of the Milwaukee-based Manpower, Inc., Manpower, the world's second biggest staffing firm, who's attending Davos as he weighs takeovers in India and China. Important stuff being said in this article. Quote, the emerging markets recovered faster out of the downturn, and the Western markets are relying on much of the emerging markets for their profits. It's going to be the emerging markets in the developing countries that will bring Western civilization to where it's going to be for perhaps the next 50 or 100 years, which is basically going to be a back burner simmer, if my guess is right. The race is earnest. All right? The race is earnest. So once again, rather than coming in and trying to conquer the North and, you know, the Western Hemisphere, North and South America and Central America, no, they're not doing that. But it's very similar. Very similar. They're not coming to shore, you know, wading in with their shiny boots, waxed to a brilliance, you know, stepping out of the longboat and plunging their staff in the ground and claiming this for Ferdinand and Isabella and the good Pope. That's a little different from that. The race is in earnest. We're still trying to gain ground in these various countries and control them through the purse, power of the purse. PepsiCo Inc. in December agreed to buy a controlling stake in Russia's Wim Bill Dan Dairy and Juice Company. Wow. For $3.8 billion, including debt. PepsiCo is paying 19.8 times the Wim Bill Dan's earnings. 19.8 times their earnings. Before interest, taxes, and depreciation and amortization in the past 12 months doubled the median multiple for similar deals since 2001, blah, blah, blah. BRIC targets, deals may get an additional boost as valuation gaps narrow between market. China's Shanghai Composite Index trades at 17.3 times earnings, the cheapest relative to the Standard & Poor's 500 Index since November of 2008. Weekly data compiled by Bloomberg shows, and it continues, talks about the Bombay Stock Exchange, etc. The number of takeovers of BRIC targets, it ain't just Sarah Palin that's putting targets on things. BRIC targets jumped 66% last year from 2005 with more than 4,150 acquisitions. That's a couple. All right? So you got the Zing Lo Du. Cast iron foundry out in the jungle someplace where they're basically, you know, just taking apart scrap metal and tanks and things like that, turning them around and casting them into anvils and hammerheads that they get sold at the Dollar General store and at your local Wally World. And these companies are being taken over, 4,150 announced acquisitions. Would-be buyers should bear in mind that emerging markets still present risk, according to Noriel Yerubini. I mean, they got to drag this guy's name out in every article, right? New York University economist who predicted the global financial crisis. Well, a lot of people predicted the global financial crisis, including minor players like Jim Cederstrom on his broadcast. Discount gold and silver trading. You know, Jim was talking about it in 1998. Shifting reality. A lot of the long-term growth is already priced in countries like Brazil. Rubini said in an interview at the World Economic Forum, corporate governance and accounting, governance and accounting standards still aren't as strong in the developed markets. Corporate governance. Go back and look at CorporationNation.com. Check it out. Put it in your mind. Bring it right straight up to the forefront of your imagination visually so that you can see what kind of a structure we're really dealing with here. Conversations at Davos this year are likely to be defined by how companies cope with the changing economic realities. We'll visit with that website in a moment at Davos. But there's this idea, this how companies cope with the changing economic realities. Drop down a little more. The most pressing topic will be the slowdown of the most developed countries versus the sustainable growth of the BRIC countries. And there's still idiots out there that want to discount the importance of Agenda 21. They just don't seem to get it. Doesn't matter how many years we have to talk about it and teach on it, they just don't seem to get it. And it's a shame. They'll still promote sustainable development in every one of its various formats. The combined gross domestic product of the seven biggest developing economies will surpass that of the group of seven, the G7. That's why they had to go to the open the hem of the garment, increase the size of the umbrella. They had to go to the G20. Why? because the combined gross domestic product of the seven biggest developing economies will surpass that of the Group of Seven, the world's largest industrialized markets, in 2032, according to a January the 7th PricewaterhouseCoopers LLP report. China will overtake the U.S. as the world's largest economy that year, 2032. Maybe I'll be fortunate enough to be dead and gone, but you're going to be living in it if you're younger than I am. Natural resources. Petrobras, based in Rio de Janeiro, raised $70 billion last year in the world's largest share sale as it seeks to double output within a decade by tapping offshore fields. Well, there's just so much more. So much more here, okay, that we can go into. Long article. You can find it all up on Bloomberg this morning. Barclays Capital is fined $1.78 million by FSA over client money breaches. Now, Barclays Capital, what is Barclays Capital and State Street Global Advisors? You know them as Rothschilds, all right? Barclays Capital Securities Limited was fined by the United Kingdom for failing to put as much as £752 million, or $1.19 billion a day, in client money into protected accounts that were separate from its own money market deposits. And even though this, in this article, they're going to claim, oh, none of our clients were harmed by this, they don't talk about how much money they were able to make. How would you like to be able to deposit $1.19 billion a day into your money market account of other people's money and then just, oops, okay, well, we'll put this money back in your account. We're sorry. And what do they pay? $1.78 million. The Financial Services Authority fined Barclays Capital £1.12 million for the breaches, which occurred on intraday basis over 8 years. The regulator said in a statement today, the average daily amount the investment banking unit of Barclays PLC failed to segregate rose from £6 million in 2002 to £387 million in 2009. And when they're talking, they're lying. And when they're silent, they're stealing. This posed a significant risk, and the penalty reflects the amount of client money involved in this breach. Oh, really? Oh, really? £387 million, and they get a $1.78 million fine? This is like the kind of a slap on the wrist that Goldman Sachs got for their part in the derivative swindle. The FSA stepped up enforcement of client money rules after the bankruptcy of Lehman Brothers Holding Inc. in 2008. Lehman's former UK unit, Lehman Brothers International Europe, and of course they have the same sort of a deal set up, and it's been there since, you know, Christ was a corporal, for J.P. Morgan, all right? The London Banking School, and Deutsche Bank, and Citigroup, and all of it. It's an inbred, incestuous mess. We'll be right back. Hour number two, straight ahead.
Wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED.
Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at OracleBroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday, January the 26th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Now starting our second hour of today's broadcast. In the first hour, a variety of economic news. We're going to continue with that for a little bit more here. Lots of articles up on the browser this morning. Of course, you know that the World Economic Forum 2011 is happening in Davos, Switzerland, so we'll talk a little bit more about that. But right now we're involved with this article where, you know, the chutzpah of this one is just out over the top. Again, Barclays Capital fined $1.78 million by the FSA over client money breaches, all right? This is Barclays Capital. Can you say Rockefeller, Rothschild? Yes, that's what I can say. All right. And let's see, here it is. The regulator levied its largest fine, 33.3 million pounds, last year. Against who? J.P. Morgan Chase & Company's London unit for not properly separating an aggregate of $8.6 billion of client money over 7 years. You know, these guys, you know, we just read the article in the first hour about, you know, Sarkozy and Nicolas Sarkozy and Dominique Strauss-Kahn. Dominique Strauss-Kahn, you know, he's going to run for president of France. You know, this guy, he flies around in the airplanes. He plays chess in his mind, no board. No chessmen. He plays chess in his mind. When he's got a little bit of extra time in the evening to relax, he goes on the internet and he plays chess against the world masters. All right? This guy thinks. These guys sit around late at night. They get together. They have the all-night meeting. We talked about that. They sit around at night. They come up with the all-night meetings. You think they're doing porn? They're not doing porn. If they want porn, they'll get the whores. All right? They don't have to look at it on the internet. They just get it in flesh. But when these guys are sitting around like this, drinking cognac, you know, brandy, some good scotch, and a little bit of Glenlivet or something, Glenfiddich, maybe having a cigar, kicking back in the middle of the night, planning how to pilfer the world. They don't think small, they think big. And they come up with these little ideas like this. Wouldn't it be great? You know, hey, can you imagine? Oh, let me see if I can separate the client money a little bit. You know, let's just move this over to this little pile over here. Only $8.6 billion for, 7 years. And we'll just collect the interest off that and never tell the client. That sounds good. Hey, I can buy myself a new villa, get a new yacht, right? The breaches by Barclays Capital weren't deliberate. And the firm fixed the problem when it was discovered. How many billions of dollars for how many years? Oh, they didn't see that unexpectedly. Didn't know that was happening. Of course, there was a flaw in our accounting system. It didn't show up on the Excel spreadsheet, right? Right. The bank received the standard 30% discount for cooperating with the FSA probe. So when they come in and they testify, and we found that right there, this goes right back to 1907. Right back to the time that the muckraker Gustavus Myers is writing about. I mean, I've really enjoyed this book. I hope you'll get a copy for yourself, The Great American History, The Great American Fortunes by Gustavus Myers. He's got other books out there, but this one is particularly potent at this time. Because the same sort of stuff was happening then as is happening now, and the same players are still in the game. We've worked constructively in full cooperation with the FSA. Just for cooperating with the probe, they get a 30% discount in their fines. Amazing. We've worked constructively and in full cooperation with the FSA throughout the investigation, London-based Barclays Capital said in a statement. No counterparties, clients, or financial reports were affected, and Barclays Capital did not profit in any way. No, we didn't. No profit. No donuts. No chocolate brownies. No hookers. No yachts. We didn't make a dime.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzy noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offenses against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
You know, so this morning, crude oil is up 33 cents at $86.52 a barrel, and we got to deal with an article like this one. Again, off of Bloomberg's Joe Carroll and David Weff writing, Deepwater oil drilling stalemate pits explorers against U.S. regulators. 8 months after BP PLC tried using a device the size of a motorhome to snuff out the biggest offshore oil spill. They're still using that oil spill nonsense. In U.S. history, top oil companies haven't convinced the regulators that they can prevent another disaster. Oh, if you can recall back when the thing was just really underway, Mike Chambers and myself on Doug Owen on Oracle Unleashed one night and on Mike's broadcast, you know, we were talking about if they don't have the toolbox, they shouldn't even be given a permit. If they don't have the tools in their toolbox necessary to deal with the trouble, they should never be given an opportunity to explore and drill and make a platform or do all that stuff out in the oil. in the you know, offshore oil well areas. They shouldn't. No way. No damn way. If they don't have the tools and toolbox to deal with the problems, they shouldn't be allowed to go in. I mean, what are you going to be, you know, you're going to go out and you're going to start doing brush fires and stuff like that and you don't have a water truck? Give us a break. All right? Anyway, so that was my opinion then. It's my opinion today. The U.S. Interior Department now seems to be coming around. The U.S. Interior Department is refusing to issue the deep water exploration permits because energy companies haven't shown that they have access to and can deploy containment resources to deal with out-of-control wells on the seafloor, Melissa Schwartz, an agency spokesman, said today. It's kind of amazing that they didn't have that kind of mentality going in back then before Macondo. And ever since, you know, the Santa Barbara oil spill, you'd think that, you know, it wouldn't take something like this to have that come up. Even from a regulatory standpoint, you know, you've got a CEPA checklist, you've got an environmental impact statement, you know. These are things that have been tools in the development industry for 40 years. But this makes headline news on Bloomberg. But it's really kind of a smokescreen or just another oil plume. Go into it a little bit further. No exploration well has been drilled in the U.S. deep water deeper than 500 feet. Well, hell, that was plenty deep enough to cause a major problem before in the Gulf. Since BP's Macondo well erupted in April, killing 11 rig workers, blah, blah, blah. They repeat all that stuff. And when several failed attempts to plug the leak and contain the oil prolonged the disaster until the company managed to shut off the flow with a 40-foot stack of valves. Well, you know, 40-foot stack of valves, my eye. You need two. You need one to shut off the one below and one to shut off the one above. And with those two in place, you could make any kind of repairs you want. You know, play a little bit of chess in your own mind. But anyway, the Gulf of Mexico, here's the real crux. The Gulf of Mexico produces more crude than the United Kingdom or Indonesia and generates $2 billion in quarterly revenue for oil field service companies. And remember, It is second only, the mineral management services, the royalties paid into them is second only to the amount that's extorted from the people in this country by the Internal Revenue Service. It's a huge financial generator. But the Gulf of Mexico produces more crude than the UK or Indonesia, generates $2 billion in quarterly revenue for oil field service companies, not just Halliburton, Kellogg, Brown & Root, you know, Boots and Coots and Scoots and the rest of the toots. The industry still isn't sure what kind of equipment or resources the government is demanding. Pick up the telephone, Bubba. You know, somebody, you know, knock it out. Put down the list. Shouldn't be terribly complicated. An analyst at Global Hunter Securities in Houston said, "What type of agreements have to be in place and how do we prove how quickly they can be ready?" Ulmer said, ? In October, Interior Secretary Kenneth Salazar, his chair was empty last night, lifted a drilling moratorium imposed after the BP disaster on the condition explorers comply with stricter safety and environmental protection regulations. The new criteria for obtaining a deep water drilling permit includes demonstrating the ability to control and contain oil gushing from a blown out undersea well. It certainly shouldn't have to be being discussed in 2011. This is something that should have been discussed when they created the Environmental Protection Agency in the first place following the oil spill in Santa Barbara, California. Exxon and Helix, a blowout response system overseen by Helix Energy Solutions Group, Inc., that includes ships, pipes, and pressure control devices, is fully operational and available for duty, said Cameron Wallace, a spokesman for the Houston-based company. A separate fleet, operated by an Exxon Mobil Corporation-led group of companies, won't be ready for weeks or months. Stuck on stupid. Unbelievable. This is what your tax dollars are buying you. CO2 trading halt entering its second week in the EU registers are still closed. Headline news here by Yua Krukowska. Must be Polish. And Matthew Carr, writing collaboratively for Bloomberg, the European Union has yet to give notice that any of the bloc's 30 national offices for tracking emission allowances are ready to reopen, indicating a halt on spot trading will extend to a second week. They shut down the climate market. I guess there's no climate change to trade on. The commission, regulator for the EU, suspended the registries that keep tabs on carbon permits in the world's largest emissions market on January the 19th until at least 7 p.m. Brussels time today. The EU website had no notices as of 10:30 a.m. indicating the opening times for the national centers. Of course, you know, the carbon permits turned up in Australia in frozen. I don't know, frozen, like in a block of ice or something. Global warming. The EU is waiting for member states to provide independent confirmation that the carbon registries have set up minimum security systems before allowing them to reopen. It's said in, I guess there's some fraud going on. All right, there's fraud going on in the climate market. About all the way around. About half of the EU's 27 member states lack adequate protection, the commission said last week, following a series of computer hacking attacks in Austria, the Czech Republic, and Greece that left missing as many as 2 million permits valued at 29.5 million euros. That's $40.3 million. Jump change in the bigger scheme of things, but nevertheless, computer hackers getting in there and getting carbon permits. Wow. Pretty amazing. Got to admit it. Here's another one along the same line. Just about as insane. No doubt about it. Let's see if we can get this one to cooperate. Let's go. Here we come. Clean energy stimulus to peak at $67 billion in 2011, the WEF say. Alex Morales, writing by himself here for Bloomberg. Government stimulus programs benefiting clean energy projects, including solar and wind power, may peak this year, then decline in 2012 and 2013, the World Economic Forum said in a report by Bloomberg News Energy Finance. Now, that's important. That's very important news. Government stimulus programs benefiting clean energy projects may peak this year, decline next, and the next, and the next, and the next. So we've been rushing around, tilting up all of Don Quixote's windmills, which in and of themselves provide very little electricity in the greater scheme of things. We've been offshoring windmills, but it's all underwritten with tax dollars. Free energy from the wind, right? Guess again.
Hey, this is Jack Blood, host of Deadline Live. For years now, I have been cheating the multinational pharma cartels and have avoided extensive doctor bills by taking Enerfood products every day. These are the products that the powers that be do not want you to know about, and with Codex Alimentarius legislation, are actively trying to ban. Why? Because if you take Enerfood coconut milk powder and switch to all-organic NutriCafe coffee and Coco Mojo, you won't need them. Go to Enerfood.com today to learn more about how a daily inexpensive intake of nature's superfood will increase your immune system by flushing out toxins, and how this will increase your energy, stamina, and focus. You know, you can't take on the New World Order from your couch. Enerfood.com or give them a call today. 866-762-9238. 866-762-9238. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this ExtendoVite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Radio X, with your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So a rather extended run of the news today. Clean energy stimulus to peak at $67 billion in 2011, the WEF says. World Economic Forum happening in Davos, 2011, right now as we speak. All right, about $67 billion of funds will be channeled to low-carbon energy this year from $190 billion pledged to the industry by world governments since the start of 2009. The group said today in a study released in Davos, Switzerland. Just over half that amount will follow next year and about a fifth in 2013. So the subsidies are going to start to run out. And then these alternative forms of energy are going to have to carry their own weight. Will they do it? Can they do it? How much do they contribute in the overall scheme of things? And how much of these billions would be used to create nuclear electrical generation plants? A question to you. It's scary, continuing here, it's scary to think what might have happened to clean energy requirement equipment providers' valuations had the stimulus funds not arrived. Yeah, what would happen to Vestas and GE and the other companies that make the wind turbines? What would have happened to them without the stimulus money? Liebreich said that while there is a risk that of the clean energy going into a slump as stimulus spending diminishes next year and in 2013, that's not our central assumption. Strengthening the industry? The economics of the industry are improving, reducing the need for subsidies, and national policy around the world is ever more supportive of the sector. Well, the problem is, you see, that the world investor community is hep to this scam of the carbon credits. And as we found out, looking into the Cape Wind project on Nantucket Sound, it was the carbon credits that were the big winner, not electrical production, electrical energy production, the contribution to the grid by that wind farm off there, that was the real driving, you know, factor in creating the wind farm. They actually make more money selling carbon credits than they do from these windmills than they do from the sale of electricity. All right? And so I think they were going to see some of these funds that the usurper was talking about drying up. And of course, all of the young people that have been channeled into that direction in school, just like the people that fell for the bait, took the bait on the high-tech time back in the 80s that experienced the high-tech bubble when it burst. All of those people, young people out there today with their green jobs, learning out how to do energy audits and whatnot, well, maybe they'd have been better off, you know, training to become TSA people, because they'll be probing rear ends probably for far longer than spinning the windmills. The usurper's deficit cuts dismissed at Davos as not deep enough to calm the investors, all right? Now, this is in the wake of the usurper last night giving his spade of the onion redress. The whole world is yawning, by the way. I certainly was, nodding off as he was. In fact, I just had to go and listen, you know, just put it on in the background, went back to my book and read. It was far more interesting than the claptrap that was flowing out of his face. Barry the Usurper, State of the Union, they say, I call it the Spade of the Onion, redress. failed to convince executives and economists at the World Economic Forum's annual meeting that he's serious about taming the U.S. budget deficit. But the only highlight in that whole thing was he gave a little bit of an insider there that he's going to throw a sop to the Republicans. They'll get rid of the 1099 reporting, which would be a smart thing, should never have been written in the first place. But they'll probably throw that out as a bone to the Republicans, and then they'll just add more new things to the Obamacare. Hours after the usurpers used the speech to propose a partial freeze on government spending, delegates at the conference in Davos sobered up. No, it doesn't say that here. At the conference in Davos said the U.S. is lagging foreign counterparts in cutting a budget deficit of more than $1.2 trillion. So you're going to have to go and talk to the creditors, Barry, before you can start talking about the budget deficits. And you're certainly going to have to visit with CorporationNation.com to see who's really pulling the string on those deficits. There is an unwillingness to deal with the real gorilla in the room, said Martin Sorrell, the chief executive officer of advertiser WPP PLC, James Turley, CEO of Ernst & Young LLP, said. You can have that on your business card. Quote, we need a heck of a lot more action on it. And that Obama's speech lacked details. Well, he said he was going to get down to the nuts and bolts, but he was in a room full of fruits and nuts, and somebody handed him a banana. Obama is trying to cut a budget deficit that is almost double the average in the Euro region, which has been buffeted by a surge, that'd be Warren buffeted, by the way, by a surge in borrowing costs over the past year. Failure by the U.S. to control a deficit that the usurper has called unsustainable was one of the biggest risks to global economic growth, said Nouriel Roubini, chairman and the founder of the New York-based Roubini Global Economics LLC and a Davos veteran. Vigilantes waking. In the U.S., the fiscal problem is very serious, he said. The quote, the bond vigilantes have not yet woken up in the U.S., the way they have in the Eurozone. Unless the U.S. addresses this fiscal problem, we're going to see a train wreck. Going to see a train wreck. So, beyond all the penguins clapping, quite a few red noses in that room. Did you notice? You see Nancy Pelosi? She was sitting right next to Timmy Geithner. It's like the sword of Damocles was swinging back and forth trying to make up its mind which one to drop on. The U.S. dollar declined against the euro for a fourth day. Did you notice that Nancy Pelosi was wearing her red dress and Hillary Rodham Clinton was wearing the stained blue dress? Well, she brought it out of the closet. Other themes to emerge on the first day. Talk about party loyalty. They even used the party colors. Other themes to emerge on the first day of Davos include rising income inequality and higher commodity prices that are fueling social unrest in Tunisia. Wow, did you see that? The Tunisians were turning things upside down and inside out. I watched a video of that yesterday on YouTube. Getting real serious over there. Egypt and Morocco. Thousands of Egyptians protesting against the government clashed with the police in Cairo earlier today, inspired by the revolt that toppled Tunisia's president Zain El Abidine Ben Ali. About time with a name like that. Europe's inability to tame its sovereign debt crisis was also cited as a risk to the global economy, with Roubini saying some countries like Greece were effectively insolvent. Well, there's a lot more. There's a lot more to that article as well. One more here for the news basket. Davos excludes half the world as women miss the 30% level. They're very concerned about that. You know, it's got to be women, children, and indigenous people. You cannot have Agenda 21, the Program of Action for the Sustainable Development, if you don't include the women, the children, and the indigenous people and everything, all right? Whether it's the Doha round or otherwise. Lisa Kassinier, writing for Bloomberg, Manhattan investment banker Jane Gladstone unwrapped the eye shades for her 1045p. Oh, come on, spare it. Anyway, in the next seat she discovered was Michelle Burns, chief executive officer of Mercer, a Marsh and McLennan Company's consulting unit and a Walmart Stores Incorporated director. She just discovered this other person sitting there right beside her. Gladstone had called Burns seeking to meet at the World Economic Forum where they were both headed. And they just happened to be sitting next to each other in the flight, and one discovered the other when they were unrolling the eye shades. Right after they got the pillow and the blanket. And another scotch. That's a very Davos experience, says Gladstone, who leads the Evercore partner. This is like an advertisement, an infomercial for corporations, all right? But they're trying to talk about women, and they'll talk about it right after this.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
A wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Moronis called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Okay, so once again, this article right off of the Bloomberg website. You know, you look at these articles like this on a regular basis, and I do. You know, it makes me wonder about all the other people in the world. It really does. I mean, they crank open the website in the morning, they go right straight to Bloomberg, and they're going to look at the news. And then they sit there, perhaps, I don't know, like a German shepherd lapping water out of a toilet bowl or something. Just sucking it up. They believe this stuff? They take this real seriously? They understand the ins, the outs, the ups and the downs? Or am I just deceived? Maybe I'm deceiving myself. I don't know. But they say here, these two ladies riding on the airplane now, that's a very Davos experience, says Gladstone. While Gladstone and Burns are returning to the Alps this week, they'll again be among the few women who will benefit from Davos. Of course, that's chair and co-chair and chair and co-chair and chair and co-chair. It's boy, girl, like going up the plank into Noah's Ark. All over the top of this thing, but that's still not enough. While Gladstone and Burns are returning to the Alps this week, they'll again be among the few women who will benefit from Davos. A little bit of wisdom from one of the co-chairs from India. She's talking about women being involved in the corporate structure based upon merit. Not based upon sex, but upon merit. She's also talking about changing kind of the corporate structure and the educational system so that women with children, and as their families develop and grow and they add more children to that, that they find ways to stay within the corporate structure rather than dropping out of the corporate structure, whatever that's supposed to mean. Might be finding a nanny or a caretaker. Maybe just they'll bring latchkey children to India. But continuing, we'll benefit from Davos, 5 days of panels, parties, and private deal-making. Well, I'm sure there'll be plenty of women in Davos for the parties and the private deal-making. For 2,500 participants, that ought to be just a bang-up job, you know. Sex trade will do well there. The female quotient, I guess it really doesn't matter, though, does it? The female quotient at what the WEF website bills as an unrivaled platform to shape the global agenda may be close to 20% this year. That explains why the boys tap their toes in the bathrooms. Up 16% last year because of a new policy to attract more women executives. That's still not 30%. The level social scientists have found integrates women's points of views into discussion. Social scientists, experts say, the positivists, they want to have 30% women there. Anyway, says Mary Wilson, the author of, quote-unquote, Closing the Leadership Gap, Why Women Can and Must Help Run the World, and the founder of the White House Project for Women Leaders. They got one of those. Quote, how can you set the global agenda and leave out half the population by not having them reasonably represented, Wilson says. Surely there are women who could make up a third of the attendees. Now, it's a quota based on sex, you see. That's the conundrum. The proportion of women among Davos delegates has grown from about 9% since 2001 as organizers have sought to increase the numbers and to added academicians to the program. Bring in academia. Not bring in business leaders. Not the CEOs, although there are women CEOs that are going to be there. DuPont Chief Executive Officer Ellen Kullman is there. The challenge for WF founder Klaus Schwab. Now you go back to the Schwabs and make the early connection with the J.P. Morgan. The challenge for WF, as World Economic founder Klaus Schwab, is maintaining the Davos brand. You know, you're going to sign up to ride in this brand. You're going to have to sit high in the saddle, you know. Wear spurs and a nice hat. Neck G. Be quick with a rope. Says Herminia Ibera, a professor of organizational behavior at the business school INSEAD in Fontainebleau, France, CEOs from around the world attend for candid talks from heads of state and finance ministers or to run into bankers and billionaires on snowy streets, she says, and most of those are men. Well, honey, most of them are men. Oh, my goodness. What makes Davos Davos is that Bill Gates and Richard Branson and the Nobel Prize winners are there, Ibarra says. Women are not on the top of nonprofits, government, or business, but you want the top people there. That's the conundrum. So what we're going to do is we're going to take the feminist movement and shove it into a place that the model doesn't seem to be functional. Trying to meet quotas rather than accepting the realities. Women, now listen, women run just 3% of the 500 biggest companies and lead fewer than 20 countries, according to the World Economic Forum. That's the reality. But they want to have 30% attendance there by women, even though that's 27% higher than the model, the demographic, would show. The reality is that there are very few women that occupy these positions, said Sadia Zahidi, who heads the WEF's Women's Leaders and Gender Parity Program, P-R-O-G-R-A-M-M-E. The forum's goal is to have membership in its Young Global Leaders group of men and women under 40. That's something that the JCs used to do, a leadership organization for young men and women between under the ages of 35. To be at least half female within 5 years, up from 40% now. We know the next generation of leaders will have more women. And that's true, because the academia is making it so. That's what's happening. Anyway, there's going to be more to that. They will give women another seat, but it's not the same as making gender real, she says. If they were very serious, they could do, quote, who are the most interesting woman entrepreneurs, close quote. Don't confuse Davos with something serious about changing the world's agenda. It's not. And there's truth in that. Status quo is status quo. And this is the status quo that's been going on for thousands of years. The Alpine Retreat does attract powerful women, including this year, French Finance Minister Christine Lagarde, German Chancellor Angela Merkel, and Tarja Halonen, Finland's first female president. They'll mix with female executives, including Arriva SA CEO Anne Laverzion and Ellen Kuhlman, CEO of DuPont, who is one of the two women among the forum's six co-chairs, and the other is Chanda Kakkar, CEO of India's ICIC, or Icky Icky Bank, Limited. Wilson, who hasn't been to Davos, says there are ample candidates for the WEF to expand its female roster. Among those on her list, and then she goes ahead and lists a bunch. Okay, and so that continues. But if you want to find out more about the World Economic Forum, one of the best places to go is to their website. And I would encourage you throughout the day, today or tomorrow or the next day, to do that. Because on the website, what you're going to find there is weforum.org, weforum.org. You'll find the videos by the various co-chairs. And I think if you listen to those, watch those videos, they're not very long. They're done in advance. They're following themes. They're addressing key questions being asked of each of them. You'll find in there basically the talking points that we are likely to hear for the next 6 months at least, and perhaps longer. All right? Very much the case. And if I was quicker and better at running clips, I'd just play a couple of them for you. But certainly Davos co-chair Ellen Kuhlman's little blurb there is quite revealing, as is the co-chair Chanda Kakkar, K-O-C-H-H-A-R. Very interesting. There are others that are very interesting as well, as far as the videos are concerned. Trying to think of which was the other one that was really, I thought, was interesting. It's the guy from Nestle's. Let's see if we can pick up Nestle here. Here he is. Davos co-chair Paul Bulk, B-U-L-C-K-E. That's a very interesting little listen to give you a window into the minds of these guys at Davos, the kind of things that that they bring up. Yeah, here they are. There's a whole page full of them. It's on the weforum.org, Davos -2011-interviews-leaders-annual-meeting. You'll find it there, content pages. But it's very interesting. They don't take long to listen to, but it gives you a little bit of perspective going into the conference, what the talking points were going to be. And, of course, you know, we don't have the opportunity, especially now that Joan Vian is no longer with us, reporting on these sorts of things. We don't have the opportunity to get some of the inside scoop that was used to be available through her and the women's group that she had. But, you know, there's going to be a continuing drive as fewer and fewer men are hired in business as they're stepped over by women in their counterparts. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution.
Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEEDS. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the members' stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
My soul. Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
And so if you've been listening to the broadcast for any length of time, now that we're sliding into the last segment of today's two-hour broadcast, if you've been listening to the broadcast for any length of time at all, you know that Vicki Davis has been doing just absolutely stand-up work on her website, channelingreality.com, bringing to attention a lot of the happenings over there in Idaho. I would call it China, but I guess that would be more correct. As we get involved with these exclusive economic enterprise zones, and yesterday, and they got the newspaper here, for local newspaper. It's kind of a freebie thing that they throw out in the mailboxes. It's really nice, so it really gives you a lowdown. Not covered in any place else around here. But City Council votes to join the Springfield Regional Economic Partnership. That's a rather lengthy discussion. But what they're basically talking about in this article is the importance of getting together. The purpose of the OR, it's the Ozarks Regional Economic Partnership, the OREP. The purpose of the OREP was to promote sustainable economic development opportunities for its partnership members. The program was made up of 72 cities, counties, and chambers of commerce, all right, in the state of Missouri. And it's the Ozarks region, it's the southern tier of counties in this state. And it's important to understand that this is part of a MissouriPartnership.com. You can see it on the website, MissouriPartnership.com. But they're talking about all the various and sundry regions here. And if you look on their maps, they will show you the number of places where they have set up these enterprise zones. And then, if you study the website, you may have one for your state as well. Virtually every state does. But you could go just simply to MissouriPartnership.com, dig around on that website, the Retail Industry Leaders Association, Educate, Innovate, Advocate. All right. The Retail Industry Leaders Association. And if you look into this system quite well, you'll find that even in the state of Missouri, there are a great number of these locations for foreign investment, if you will. And that if you follow through and dig through the website, as I have, you'll find that the trading partners are in China and in Shanghai and in Hong Kong, South Korea, Taiwan, other places like that. And, you know, we hear all the time, you know, about building underground bases, underground bases, underground bases. Well, yeah, in Missouri, there are several. There's a lot of limestone here. I lived on a little farm, 40-acre piece, for years and years and years. And right behind my log cabin there was a limestone bluff. And across on the other side of the small bottom there, the holler, there were limestone cliffs. And I'd always thought, you know, if I was really Johnny on the spot, if I really knew how to do it and could do it, it would have been so easy to just bore in, you know, make a mine, go in and make a place to live in those limestone cliffs, all right? Solid limestone. Might be a little bit damp, a little bit dank, a little bit whatever, but it would be cool and comfortable year-round. And as it turns out, all across the Ozarks are a limestone outcroppings and big layers. You know, I mean, in our little creek bottoms down here, you can go out and scrabble around with your fingers and you come up with fossils all the time. Like this whole area has been overlaid for a long, long period of time as an ocean at one time. I don't know how long, but long enough for these little trilobites to fossilize and things like that, okay? And so when I was on this website, what I discovered was that the cloud computing and the big IT centers are being developed deep underground bunkers. Not bunkers, really. Old mines and mining areas that have been expanded. And they're taking advantage of that cool and comfortable 62 degrees and even lower if you go deeper into the earth. The deeper the limestone level is, you know, the mine is, the room is, the cooler it becomes. And that's important in Missouri. It gets over 100 degrees here in the summertime, and it's cold in the winter. So it's hot in the summer, cold in the winter. You're always feeding something, stove or an air conditioner, one of the two, or just sweat. But what's important about that is that there's millions of square feet underground already existing. And so you could say, conceivably, if you wanted to stretch the truth, these are underground bunkers. Because really the military and other people do lease space in there for their computing and for their storage. But so does there a lot of food processing that's going on down there. Highland Dairy is one of many that somehow or another takes advantage of that. You can do long-term processing underneath there with wrappers and storage and a variety of other things. You know, you ever wondered how all those little foam bubble packaging materials and things like that, why they always stay so fresh and nice? Well, it's because they're stored in the cool. And it's a lot cheaper to do it underground than it is to continually be running an air conditioner on it. So anyway, there's a lot of that involved. But there is also a tremendous activity going on trying to build excitement for foreign investment in our country, bringing in foreign investors to buy into these various economic zones. And here, of course, now, little town I'm in, nearby, has joined up with the Springfield Regional Economic Partnership. Fascinating, I thought. And we should see that going forward, as they like to say, even more so. Perhaps it's happening, you know, in a town near you. So with all of this news, it is, in my opinion, really important for us to understand where we can be the most effective when we learn all of this information. You know, as we said yesterday or Monday, it's not enough to just know a thing. Knowledge is power, somewhat. but it's really only powerful when we combine it with action. Until we take action upon the things we know, even though it goes against what the Bible teaches, faith against, you know, without works, blah, 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 is dead. You've all heard that. Could pull that up, do a Bible study on it, but we're not doing that. This isn't a ministry. But anyway, it's not sufficient to know a thing. We've got to act upon the things we know. And so if we can take a look at the news, and if we can go up and get the, as Hal Anthony says, you know, get the black and white in our eyes and go and actually look at the documentation. Certainly Vicki Davis has been doing it for years. I've been doing it for a long time, too. Alan Watt and many other people have been doing it for years and years. Go in and look at these documents or read the books. Then when we figure out, you know, maybe we've got a little portion, maybe we've got a little glimmer of light here. I don't know whether we've gotten any truth. We certainly got the story, his story. But when we understand some of these things, here's an ideal opportunity to actually sit down and go through a process of either pre-education or post-education with city councils when the city council votes to join into this regional economic partnership. They're going to take dollars out of the treasury, the treasure chest here, small town America, $2,500 just for a partnership here. And they think they're going to get all kind of benefits from it. But as more and more people in the county become aware of what these guys are buying into, just like with the International Property Maintenance Code, the people in the county can put pressure on their local government to go, no, 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 you can't go there. We don't want that. But if the people don't know, and the people that are sitting here, this guy, Eugene Dilbeck, they brought this guy in. What a sustainable mercenary he is. He's out there championing for all of this stuff, bringing it on us and at us. But this is one individual, and there's a couple of others, in town that are working as change agents. They're the worm inside the apple that are undermining our way of life. Perhaps, you know, the kind of people that would kill somebody just to think they're doing God a favor. I get that out of the Bible, you know, drilled into their heads. Their end time prophecy stuff, you know. Schofield reference Bible, looking for the end times, looking for Armageddon, willing to do anything to make it happen sooner in their lifetime, right? That way they get to sit up there in the spaceship Jesus and look down at the earth while the rest of us get slaughtered. Anyway, that's their ideology, not mine. But there are things that we can be doing on a local level to actually make a difference. You know, every day I turn on the microphone and I wonder, was this the best use of my time or would it be more effective for me to go out and be more active right where I am? It's catch 22. Trying to do both is very difficult. You know, what would I do if I were elected mayor and I had a 9 o'clock meeting? Cancel the broadcast? I guess. Then you'd have to listen to repeats all the time. You wouldn't like that. And I'd be distracted while I was at the mayor's position. But if I was elected mayor, set aside the broadcast. So maybe sometimes we have to set aside our notepads and set aside our books and our tapes and our videos and just actually do something. Freedom, it is the best hope for America. I'll be back in tomorrow. Hope you will be too. And until then, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, this is Jack Blood, host of Deadline Live. For years now, I have been cheating the multinational pharma cartels and have avoided extensive doctor bills by taking Enerfood products every day. These are the products that the powers that be do not want you to know about, and with Codex Alimentarius legislation, are actively trying to ban. Why? Because if you take Enerfood coconut milk powder and switch to all-organic NutriCafe coffee and Coco Mojo, you won't need them. Go to ENERFOOD.com today to learn more about how a daily inexpensive intake of nature's superfood will increase your immune system by flushing out toxins, and how this will increase your energy, stamina, and focus. You know, you can't take on the New World Order from your couch. ENERFOOD.com or give them a call today. 866-762-9238. 866-762-9238. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.